7509
at Pier Park. Good evening. So the gentleman who I called earlier about to get directions, it's been kind of a problem the whole way. Give me a sec. He's very, very drunk. He was like a crumpled up heap at a bus stop just freezing. And so I've been allowing him to ride, but there have been several incidents. He has been using racial slurs. I attempted to de-escalate that. He's been loud and verbal. He attempted to light a cigarette, and he insisted on the bus stopping because he's about to pee himself. He got out, peed next to the bus. I'm not sure if I should, I don't know what to do, if I should just keep going, but he doesn't have anywhere to go. It's freezing out.
Oh, okay, copy. Well, okay, so if he gets off the bus again, just close the door and leave without him. He could stand to sober up some. Can you ask him maybe to step out for a little while? You know, you're telling him to take a break, and then if he steps out, he can leave. If that is not an option, if you cannot get him to leave, I will get somebody to you to have him off the bus.
Yeah, he stepped off to smoke at Pier Park, but he is hoping to get to Oregon City, to my father's heart, and he... I'm not sure if there's something else going on in addition to being inebriated, but the reason I let him back on is because, yeah, he could barely walk, but I don't know, maybe should I just ask him to deboard?
Yeah, I mean, if he's outside, close the door. He can find another bus when he's sober. I mean, if he's peeing in public, he definitely, you don't want him on the bus, especially if he's trying to light cigarettes and stuff. He needs to just sober up, and then he'll find his way back where he needs to go after he's sober.
Copy that. Thank you. I will proceed with trying to do that. Thank you.
And if you have a problem with him, you know, getting off the bus, we'll send a surprise your way. But, yeah, I mean, he's out of hand. Just let me know if you have any problems, and... We'll get somebody to you.
Copy that. Thank you.
All right, at 1800.